Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Secret Cabinet.
Hello and welcome to The Secret Cabinet, the podcast about all the subjects which don't get enough attention in the history textbooks. Today, what was the Führer missing? The good Guido Knopp has probably already laid out all aspects of the Third Reich and of the dictator Adolf Hitler on TV, from Hitler's women to Hitler's barbers. There's hardly any question still left open. Except, well, maybe except for this one question. And to answer it, even Guido Knopp himself probably wouldn't dare make a special episode about. Namely, the question of whether Hitler only had one testicle. The condition, so-called monarchism, of Hitler definitely belongs to the most bizarre theories that were circulating about him, and that are still to this day in circulation. Now, sure, it belongs to a long military tradition to ascribe all sorts of strange things to the general or leader of the enemy's camp, or even your own general for that matter. Not to mention to spread rumors about their sexual ability. The ancient Romans already had that. But with Hitler, it could actually be true. Hitler did fight in the First World War, and was injured at the Battle of the Somme on the 5th October 1916. A grenade fragment wounded him on his left upper thigh, and he had an emergency operation. Years later, namely 1960, the medic Johann Jambor recalled in a conversation with the Polish priest and amateur historian Gregor Wawoczny that Hitler had lost one testicle in this injury. And supposedly, the first question to that medic was, will I still be able to have kids? And it is in fact noticeable that Hitler's relationships to women were pretty cold. Supposedly, of the six women with which Hitler had some sort of relationship or affair, supposedly four of those six had either killed themselves or tried to kill themselves because of his lack of feeling. The last one, Eva Braun, also tried this, but for other reasons. Also, the suspicion that Hitler was secretly homosexual or at least bisexual, and perhaps that's why he had persecuted homosexuals so vehemently. There's absolutely no grounds for these rumors, but some historians do espouse the theory that he was at least asexual, possibly. But back to Hitler's missing testicle. There's a sentence I thought I'd never have to in my life say in some meaningful context. On the 1st of May 1945, it was already being broadcasted in the radio that the Führer had died in the fight over Berlin, but no one had seen the corpse. Rumors made the rounds. Hitler maybe fled with the last few remaining loyal people he had in out of Germany and escaped. Only after an investigation, led by a British news journalist, Hugh Trevor Roper, could the questioning of the witnesses of the double suicide of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun be clarified. Trevor Roper also found out, although only a few years later, that the Russians had exhumed the only partially burned corpse and had identified the body through x-rays. Until 1950, Stalin himself spread the rumor that Hitler had escaped. And after this, suicide through poison. In the 1960s, the Russian media also reported, among other things, the autopsy of Hitler. And in that autopsy, it says, quote, "The left testicle was neither in the scrotum nor in the inguinal canal, nor was the missing testicle in his pelvis." However, these reports were published in the heights of the Cold War, so that in the West, basically everything was doubted which came from Russia. In the meantime, we at least have the status of his teeth, of a preserved jaw, with, quote, "catastrophically bad teeth," that we do know that the few remains left over that are now in Moscow are actually those of Hitler. Regarding this, there's a fascinating documentary with the known crime biologist Mark Benek with the title Hitler's Fragments. But to this day, that is still so controversial. It's also, of course, really doubted whether the Russians could have come to these conclusions in Hitler's, you know, nearly cremated state, even that the autopsy report mentioned poisons. And it's assumed it mentions poisons because actually just suicide through poison is less masculine than, let's say, a suicide through a gunshot. And by the way, in 1990, it was reported that the remains of Hitler and Braun after their abduction were buried in a barracks by Magdeburg, 1945, until they were dug up in 1970 on orders of the KGB chief Andropov, when they were exhumed, then again burned, then again cremated, and the ashes strewn around in the river. But we also still have the reports of Hitler's doctors. Some of them, like Professor Hans Karl von Haselbach, who from 1942 to 1943 was accompanying doctor of the Führer in Hitler's headquarters, he reports Hitler had an outspoken dislike to have himself examined by a doctor, where many make the assumption that the missing genital is there a singular form of genitals? Was the culprit of his embarrassment in front of doctors. On the other hand, hardly anybody has ever been examined more often than Hitler, and his other doctors report from no such qualms. The HNO doctor Giesing examined Hitler as an example on the 1st of October 1944 because he was suspected of having jaundice, and he said, "As far as I could see, the genitals showed no signs of abnormality." And also Hitler's personal physician, Dr. Theo Morel, although he was pretty much a quack, and supposedly pumped up Hitler full of uppers, where again many draw connections with amphetamines and his strange behavior, but at least some medical training is assumed of this doctor, and he wrote in a report end of 1945 to the Americans that the primary and secondary sexual organs of his employer were fully normal. Nonetheless, the legend was and is not to be killed, presumably also because many people like to describe the development of Hitler's psyche with that sort of anatomical anomaly. Like, for instance, Robert G. L. Waite, who blames a since-birth missing or at least underdeveloped testicle as the most defining sort of moments of the young Hitler, and because of this had all sorts of psychosexual complications later in life. But he didn't go quite as far as to say that he thinks that the missing testicle was directly responsible for the outbreak of World War II. And obviously, for propaganda purposes, the rumor was gladly spread around outside of Germany. Especially in England, a song was very popular where they overlaid lyrics onto the melody of the Colonel Bogey March. One of the most popular versions goes thusly. "Hitler has only got one ball. Goering has two but very small. Himmler has something similar, but poor old Goebbels has no balls at all." But here, for documentational purposes, we'll give you the version from the watchworthy film John Rabe of 2007. I hope you're all doing great. Thanks for tuning in. And until the next time, for Der Budler, I'm Travis Dow. "Hitler hatte ja nur ein Ei. Göring hatte zwei, aber doch sehr klein."
Got it. "Hitler has only got one ball. Göring had two, but very small. Himmler has something similar.
I'm not saying this, Dr. Wilson.
Goebbels had no balls at all."
Come on, have some balls.
"Hitler has only got one ball. The other is Dr. Albert Hall. His mother, the he was too small. But Hitler has only got one ball. The Goring has two, but very small. Look, Hitler has something similar.
Thank you.